If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm breaking down. You was living like...
Yeah, so we were living together, and one day I just woke up and I was like, I can't do this no more. And so...
Damn, so what does he do?
So he was like...
Tell me.
How the fuck you was going on these dates? You had a nigga in the crib?
That's why she can't do it when she found out one.
No,
that she
I
go,
started going on
like,
dates
you know
recently.
Mean?
So, but...
This is why, yo, come on.
Put him under the chat if you think it's cat.
This is why women are so volatile, because you're not the first woman I heard say that. Women will wake up one day and be like, damn, you know what? I'm just not feeling it no more. Like, and it's just out of the blue. Like,
it's
you know what
not
I'm
out
saying?
Of the blue.
Like,
it's been, it was the, it there, and then it just grew. That feeling just grew. And so when I woke up, I told him.
So
I was
you
like,
found his replacement.
No, I didn't even find a replacement. I just said, this is not for me. This is not the life that I want to live no more.
Again, did you communicate that?
What was it? Yeah. But it wasn't getting better. And I felt like I could do, like, how I'm doing now, I could do it on my own, you know? And,
yo,
like,
you,
trying
you
to bring somebody.
By yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to bring someone along, it wasn't working.
That was the nigga that was cooking and cleaning in the crib? Yo, bro, come up to the show. Tell your style.
Like, look, you had to leave. Be like, damn. Like, welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap-Up Crew. No book of, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. I hope you got your mind made up. And after this, make sure you catch us with Wolf on Halfway Up, you heard?
Oh, okay. That's
okay. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Last but not least, we got Jew.
What it do? I'm here with my crew. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at podcast_Jew. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my followers up.
That's decent. Listen, man, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Hi, I'm Tanae Star Jackson. You can follow me at Tanae Star Jackson on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Kosi Puri. You can follow me at on Instagram at Kosi Puri, COSI.PARI.
My name is Tia Rincon, and you can follow me at Tia Talks NYC on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Then that's the government?
Yo, listen, before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Mm-hmm. Hit that notification bell. Y'all need to stay up to date on everything that we're doing, man, because we're dropping a lot of heat. Join the membership, man, because we got a lot of exclusives lined up. You're not going to want to miss that exclusive content. We're working hard over here. I ain't going to hold you. So make sure you join that membership. Cop the merch, man. DailyRapCrew.co. Cop the merch.
Don't point.
I pointed at y'all. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're being disrespectful. You got another nigga head on you and looking up at
that's
your chest.
Cool. Bro, that, first of all, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Who
like,
is that?
That's supposed to be Dennis Rodman.
That's
like,
Dennis Rodman. You got Dennis Rodman smelling your nipples, my boy?
Yes. The zesty too.
Oh, this is what you were talking about.
A little spicy.
That shit is crazy out here, man. Listen, let me get to this first topic, man. Is the dating market more favorable for men or women? What's your thoughts?
I feel like it's for men.
Explain. Let me hear this.
I feel like y'all just get it too easy, like, and then y'all move on too quick. It's just like...
What do we get too easy?
Sex. Like, easy.
So women is easy nowadays, what you
saying? I mean... No, I'm not saying movie is easy, but y'all lie a lot to get what y'all want. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, now how you gonna use the Players Club line on us? That's what Lisa, that's what they said on the Players Club.
Y'all do lie.
Okay. We do lie. They ain't got a lot these days. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like it's easier for women because women are favorable. We're attractive. And I feel like if women had a choice to date women, they would instead of dating a man.
Women do got that choice.
It is, but it's not the majority. Like,
Y'all, know, y'all really don't want to date women. Because when y'all date, if y'all date other women, y'all gonna have to share them bills. And y'all ain't trying to do, that's why y'all won't be dating men, so y'all don't have to share the bills.
Like, women don't even want to be friends with women. And y'all talking about dating women?
No, I feel like it's easier for women. We look better, you know.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
Guys are just like...
Honestly, yeah. I just feel like it's not fair for either of us at this like point in time. Because I just feel like... Right. Men's worth is dependent upon like how much money they have, and then like men are looking towards women on like their physical bodies and like if they got the BBL, how their face looking, their maintenance level. So it's like we're all competing with each other, and I feel like it's not really like it's not a level playing field. Like, what are we getting out of it at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not a level playing field for men. We got to fucking court y'all, get y'all attention, show that we spending money. Like,
but y'all do that, and then y'all go to the next girl the next day.
You know why? Because y'all only showing that y'all worth pussies most of the time. So
damn, that's not even true.
If a nigga only fuck you and disappear, and you see him with the next girl... That's what he's literally telling you. You was only worth the pussy. And the pussy must not have been hitting because the nigga went splitting. The nigga was out.
Yo, John went to King's Bomb. We didn't do that in a minute. John went to King's Bomb today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Yo, Ace, man, what'd you think, man?
Who's it more favorable? I think it's more favorable for men because, I mean, they not because of what y'all said, though. So I don't know why y'all not even here. It's because, like, that fact is because of what she said. Like, women just made it easier for us to get access because they want to be sexually liberated and throw it out there, you know what I mean? So we just taking it, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Just
taking it like that. Okay.
Keep throwing it.
What, is that for, like, successful relationship? Or you just
saying, I'm talking about dating, right?
I guess. Oh, okay. Like, okay. I mean, I guess if that's your only person to get access to women, but I think that comes at a cost, you know what I mean? Because we got to court them. Like, hey, we ain't just going up to you like, yeah, let me fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, for the most part, like, every guy ain't got it like that where they can just walk up to a woman and you have to court them to some extent, and courting and dating is expensive. They said the average date for a man is like $135. Like, that's for one woman. So now if you out here dating multiple women, you know what I mean? You have to invest more money. You have to invest more time. Mm-hmm. And she might not even... You could do all of that and she not even fuck with you because she got the next option or whatever the case is. Right. So I believe that it's more favorable for women only because they have more access to options. They don't have to spend no money on men. Right. They're getting chased. They're getting pursued. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it is an advantage for y'all. I believe it was you on your podcast. I think you said something about you like dating because you like going on multiple dates every week. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get the experience of going to different restaurants, getting the photo ops, different experiences.
I believe your words was, I like going on fun dates.
Fun days, I get the full experience, but I feel like that's what I deserve. That's like my word. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So when he feels like he deserves the pussy, I mean,
but he has to work for it. So like, if we're not going on multiple dates,
so what are you working for to get these dates? What are you putting?
I'm just showing up, you know, getting dressed,
that's why it's more
doing my
to
hair, doing like, my you know makeup, saying? Like every money goes into like the upkeep of like trying to preserve
you know
how I look.
How
you know what I'm saying?
But you was doing that regardless if you was going on a date or not.
Not necessarily, because so I could have an off
keeping
week.
Yourself,
no, but... I could have an off week, right? And there's some guy hits me. I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna take you out on a date. Okay, now I have to go to the salon. Right. I gotta do all these other things just to look presentable to
the
show
next
up.
New outfit, right?
So because he sped up the process of you doing it, because you was gonna do it regardless. Mm. So that's what you're saying?
You wouldn't be acting like they be looking like cave women if it wasn't for men. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And who asked y'all to do all this shit? Like, yo, we be fighting
but
you
I feel
shit
like
in the bar.
There's an expectation to show. You can't show up in like leggings and like with your hair tied up. You have to look presentable.
If you're that type of girl. Right. I know girls that will show up in leggings.
I'm about to say, like, girls don't show up in those days.
Well, we don't.
Yeah, so I think just because what you said, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it is an advantage for women because they don't have to, they're not expected to show up and provide more. Men are expected to do more. Women are really expected to kind of do less when it comes to the dating market. Y'all don't have to do much besides look pretty. You know what I mean?
I
try to give them less.
Show up and listen to you talk about your job. I deserve this. Why? And all these other things that are going on in your life. Like,
you don't give a fuck about.
My attention is like, you know.
So we paying for
your attention?
His
attention. That's
like,
equal.
Me showing up and having to listen to like all the things and the questions you have for me is just like, it's a lot.
It's a lot, though.
It is. It's overwhelming. Or telling me about your baby mama for an hour. Like, come on.
That doesn't sound like you're going on this date to even build something. It just sounds like you're going for the free meal. The free picks, and then you out.
It's a problem listening about his baby mom.
On the first date, somebody did that to me. And I was like, no, that's too much.
Is that the majority? When you go out with most men, like, majority of the men just talking about baby moms? Or...
No, but that was my last date. Okay? And that, like, left, like, a weird memory.
Why is he talking about his baby
He's just like, I got two baby mamas. And he was, like, basically putting on the table.
So you wasn't serious to begin with?
It was. I was just meeting up with him of, like... friendly interaction for some tacos.
Friendly interaction.
And it was giving two baby mamas and take it or leave it.
So you're like, you cool with dating men with kids?
That's a good question. I feel like right now, no.
So...
Right now, no.
So you're not cool with David. Okay.
She went for the taco.
She didn't go. She knew what it was.
Well, I found out after I ate the taco how many kids he has. So, and
how
then,
many?
Yeah, two.
That's
with two big moms.
So you didn't care to find that out before that?
That's a red flag, though.
No, he was the one that DM'd me and was like, just come to this location at this time. I pulled up.
What the fuck?
He slid in the DM and dropped the location.
All right, look. See, now...
A restaurant.
All I gotta do is slide in the DM and drop
the pen.
This is why
men. You see why I said it's easy?
No, but look,
this is why
men
believe
because...
that pussy is on the table. You get what I'm saying? Because this man ain't have to do nothing to earn your trust, your respect.
That was your first conversation?
That was my first conversation.
Girl, you're dangerous.
That was it was in a public setting. I was just going to dinner.
Don't do that no more.
How is that wrong? I can't.
You don't know this man. What are you talking about?
I can't meet up with somebody for a taco.
Hell no. No,
for a taco? Yeah. What?
That could be your last taco.
It's not like I was going nowhere with him. I was just eating a taco.
You don't know where he was going. He could have put something in your drink and your food. You don't know where this man is.
I didn't even think about it like that. But you're right.
Yeah. I'm a lot of creeps out here.
Yeah.
You're right. But I'm glad you made it through.
Yeah.
You was able to be here on the show. So, shit, damn. But again...
I hope you don't watch this.
You definitely gonna watch this.
Yeah, gonna see this.
There's gonna be more niggas in your DM dropping the pins. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm over here. Listen,
say, it takes a few DMs to even get me to see the DM.
And another thing, too, when it comes to the dating market, is just that's more favorable to women, even when we're talking about online dating. Like, women get way more attention online than men do. Like, you know what I mean? I seen a study where they had, I think it was like a Tinder profile, Bumble, whatever it was, right? And it was, they took the woman that was unattractive, right? She got more matches, significantly more matches than a guy who was considered traditionally attractive. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the most attractive dude, she still got more likes and messages from men than a handsome, attractive guy.
Like, I feel like because y'all don't know how to take pictures.
Yeah, that mirror pic is so bad.
But she didn't know how to take a pic. She was on a track. She just took a regular pic and
even if it was a dude that knew how to take a picture, y'all would then say, oh, he's sassy.
That's sassy.
He's poking on that picture. Like, fuck out of here.
I didn't even know the angles.
He take photos. He take selfies.
You just feel zesty.
Good outfit, stand straight, make a straight face.
Motherfucker got a LinkedIn profile picture on.
Take your shirt off. I like the shirts off, too.
Oh, no, he trying to get bitches' attention. Don't fuck with him. You
know how many profiles seen? If you got your shirt off in your profile, don't fight, right?
Yeah, I be said as a ref like all the time. Like, so again, y'all got a lot of advantages. And I'm not saying y'all shouldn't have it, but I think y'all should at least understand the advantages that y'all have when it comes to the dating market.
Yeah, privilege,
my opinion. But we have to go through a lot. We bear children.
Exactly. We like, go through a lot of pain.
We have periods.
We're talking about the dating market. We ain't talking about it. Like,
we're just dating a woman is hard.
Analogy.
Don't come to a date on your period.
It's sexual harassment. Like, it's a lot going on.
How often do y'all bear children? Y'all acting like y'all bear children every day.
But having a monthly period is like equivalent to like, you know,
like what?
Like what?
For real. Equivalent like, yeah.
Equivalent
like,
to what?
For having a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having a monthly. It's
yes. It's a lot of pain.
I'm not even going to argue. I don't feel those.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Alone.
Exactly.
I'll leave y'all alone.
Exactly.
That's
right.
See,
he's
right.
So having a monthly period is equivalent to pushing a human out your.
Not. I wouldn't say that's dragging it a little bit.
The pain level, it can't reach for certain women.
Like, yeah. We could take a lot of pain more than y'all. Just saying.
Okay.
Because y'all really can't take pain.
I mean.
No.
There was a study. Wait, turn about. Yeah, I was going to say that. There was a study done that said that men.
Twitter.
I'm going to put it on the screen. There was a study done that said men can tolerate higher levels of pain than women do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think because men are daredevils. And what they do it. You guys look for pain, like almost through sports and like you know what comes with it. But women, we involuntarily bear pain.
Yeah.
Like,
y'all bear the pain y'all have to.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want to. Mm-hmm. Men want to. If you're like, oh yeah, let me go skateboard off the top of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you expect?
Okay. You know, fucking Steve-O shit, you are. Right? Like,
and
like,
then if I accidentally get pregnant, like, then I gotta go through abortion or right. Like, you know, like that's painful.
It is.
Should have used protection.
This guy, got no remorse. Like, this nigga, it is. Like, yo, listen, let me get to this next topic, right?
Should have planned it.
Is a man's desire to want a virgin predatory?
That's a good question.
Is he pure? Like, what's his spiritual beliefs?
He's just a regular dude.
Just a regular dude. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it that. I wouldn't call it predatory.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it is a little like. I would want to know the motive behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. It is like
you just want it fresh,
or maybe it's just a king,
just untouched, brand new car,
Benz Panani,
Straight off the lot.
Okay, I can see that. But then you can still get that with women that are. Have one body, probably.
Yeah.
Where it's that the same exists effect. At? What you that?
What you getting a new car smell, car scent or something like?
Yeah.
So is that what y'all desire?
Women with
a virgin.
There's a lot that comes with that. I mean,
could you date or be with a virgin?
Could I be with? Yeah. Why not?
So would you no be sex. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I didn't say all that.
You would have to wait.
I mean, I'd be willing to wait
for how long?
They pressing you right now. Right. It depends on. It would depend on her though, like her personality and everything. Else,
like
what
you could tolerate.
Yeah, like
the other aspects of her. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of them be saying that their mouth be moving. So
yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, if you can right. Yeah, right.
You gotta pick up the mouth. Slack.
Mouth got stretch marks and shit. Yo, so y'all don't think it's predatory or creepy or why, like why does he desire that?
I would like have a second guess. Like I would be like,
Something why? To question.
It just depends.
Like it's kind of demanding a little bit. Like if that's what you want, prefer, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean like,
you know.
And is this your first time having sex with a woman?
Yeah.
If you're a godly man, you go to church, you know, that's your faith and that's what you want.
What you
and you pray whatever 6 times a day, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. 6 times.
You know?
Damn.
Then yeah, that's okay. But if you out in the streets and you just searching on the platforms looking for a virgin, that's weird.
Right. Yeah, that is.
That's
weird.
A kink.
Yeah.
If you out in these streets, right?
It's a
fetish.
It's a fetish.
That mean you've been with women who are out there as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that these women aren't it, so you want something different. Why is something wrong with that?
It's not nothing wrong with wanting something different. Like, if that's something you want different, if you want to try it, like, yeah. But if it's like a fetish, like, oh my God, I need to have a virgin every time. Like,
y'all acting like this shit is sacrifice ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like, though. Yeah.
Need that virgin blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Illuminati shit. Like, you know what I mean? So, what's your thoughts on this, Ace?
Nah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that at all. Like, I mean, men value women with low body counts. So if you're a virgin, zero, you can't get no better than that. You know? So I don't see nothing wrong with it at all.
How does that like help the sex life if they are a virgin.
There was a study that said that women with, I think, six or more bodies, they tend to have less successful marriages. So the less body you have, you know what I mean, it's better for you. It's better for you relationship-wise and marriage-wise.
You're not worried about the options. Right. You're happy with, you're content with the man you have.
You're not really comparing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay, all these studies that y'all are mentioning,
you want me to send them to you?
I don't trust it because all these studies usually are like based off of white America, you know,
We need one of those studies was favoring women for thousands of years before that. Y'all was surely buying all them motherfucking magazines.
It's right here in the studies.
Is not for our people. I just want to say that.
Oh, that's what you... Okay. Yeah. That's how you invalidating our studies?
Yeah. So drop 50% off what you said.
Okay. So
where is that coming from? I just did basically emotions speaking. Like, all right, so what you
go off with that? Yeah, because I just feel like the science, like, all the science rhetoric that we have that we're talking about, they don't put black people first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they usually leave us out of the aspect.
But when it comes to these studies, it's not.
Nah, because I feel like we're left out most of the time in these types of cases.
We left out in the rest of them too.
So I don't know. I feel like we just need our own studies.
We do.
Might be worse.
I'm hitting the streets.
Yo, G, what's your thoughts on this?
I don't think that it, I agree with Ace. I just find it funny because, you know, a lot of women always find a way to, you know, nitpick what a man preference is. Even they say men that's into like smaller frame women is, you know,
predatory.
The same shit. So, I mean,
yeah, I like Coyle Ray. She built like a little girl. Like, some women be saying that. Like,
you know what I mean? But they'd be like the girls that, you know, who be saying that be girls who not built like that. So they be saying that because they like, you know, they want a man to be attracted to them and their body type. So
who
it's
you
like,
think, who you think is saying that it's predatory to be attracted to a virgin?
I don't know. Women be shaming men about everything, I swear.
I wouldn't want a guy who's a virgin, though. That's what I...
Yeah,
that's
me either.
We know that.
This is exactly why men and women are different. Because y'all don't value... Y'all don't care about a man's body count as long as he's satisfying you sexually. Like, you don't care if he slept with 9,000...
We don't care.
Y'all value the men that got experience. And experience come with bodies. But you don't just wake up overnight and be like...
What if he just dated 3 older women? Right. That's enough experience.
Yeah.
You don't need multiple bodies.
It don't got to be over 1,000 and to be like, you know, have experience.
Yeah, but if he did have over 1,000, would you care?
It depends.
It's over 1,000, but he make you come every time y'all have sex. Ooh. Square anytime you ask him.
If you got loyalty with it, then yeah.
There you go. Now ask us that.
It's your turn.
Wait, so does body count matter for y'all? Like, really?
It has some type of weight. Yes.
It does have weight.
So, but what if I say a certain amount and I'm lying, but which I have like way more? Lying. So you would know I'm lying.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, you know, whatever number you save, you're already multiplying it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's the basic equation. Like, yeah. It's a theory to it. Like, but now, I do think that, I don't think it's predatory, but like you said, it depends on the reason why. Like, because men,
the motive?
Some men, if he just values a woman that's an exclusivity or a woman that, you know, that he just wants for himself or whatever, because he wants to build or, you know, he just wants that lifestyle for himself. I don't see nothing wrong with that. If you want to just knock off your body, to have a checklist of the virgin women, the women that you took their virginity from, then it's like, all right, nigga, like, that's, you know what I mean? That's a bit creepy.
That's crazy.
So I'm a creep if I ain't knocked down a
no, I'm saying if that's what you're looking for, just to get her body and then dip, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so
then that's
different. What about the one that got all the miles and I just got her body and dip?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you wasn't searching for her. Like, you wasn't specifically searching for that one. She just came along the way.
I ain't never have that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get all the poons. Gotta see what's the difference. You gotta, you know what I mean? Wait, you know what I'm saying? Is it different?
Yeah,
wait,
this is that fresh pussy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
So what about the guys, you know, I think it was in, was it Dubai? It was a guy that was like paying a woman like mad bro.
Oh, millions of dollars to
take her virginity.
Oh.
Nah, that's
but that's a part of their religion, you know?
What?
Is it?
I don't know if it's a religion. I know it's a it might be a cultural thing.
Like, not to pay, but like to have a
women in other countries value virgin women. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's just, you know, it's only in America where we got to deal with all these women with the body, high body counts, and then nowhere else in the world do they have to deal with that. But I'm just saying, you know, it's a Western thing. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a Western thing. Like, other men in other countries
wouldn't tolerate it. Passport. It sounds like he got a passport.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I gotta give my passport. I actually got my passport. Like, y'all already know. Not you, but you know what I'm saying. But you know.
Your passport, bro. Y'all passport bros.
Y'all be fucking over there.
What? Wow. They trying to set us up. Like, you know what I'm saying? On to the next topic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Listen, what do y'all think is more valuable than money?
Love, loyalty,
peace,
affection.
Do y'all really believe that, or y'all just saying it?
No, I truly believe that. Like, love and loyalty and affection.
You ain't been saying nothing. What you said?
I said love.
Oh.
I said peace. Mm. Because when you have a lot of money, it just causes so much noise and distractions. Everyone's calling you up, asking you for money. Mm. It's just a lot of expectations and responsibility. And so that causes a lot of chaos. So I feel like you need some peace. That's like very valuable.
What's connected to peace?
It just depends on what you define like as peace. But for me, I would say like the ability to just like, you know, wake up and like have my freedom and be able to just do what I want and go to the gym and just hang out with my friends and family.
Hmm. Oh, I didn't say go on dates. Fun dates. She's not gonna take you seriously. Right. She's gonna run your checkup and then be out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, so you said loyalty.
Love. I said love.
Okay.
You believe there's genuine love out there?
Definitely. Yes, absolutely. I feel like it depends on what you're seeking. I think what you're looking for is what you'll find. So if you're not, your intentions are not pure, there's a tendency you're gonna bump into people that are being, you know, off with you. Right. But I think love is the root of all of that. What she said, peace, loyalty, God is love. So that's connected to everything, honestly.
And do you believe it's unconditional?
It's supposed to be unconditional. Mm. You have to get a partner where you feel like, get someone where you feel like you can break those barriers. Like, you have to find someone you actually enjoy pursuing in order to make it not. But we, as humans, we're going to make it conditional anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just something we do as humans.
I don't think unconditional love, like you always talk about this. I don't think it exists after a certain age. Like, because mm-hmm. I think both men and women expect something in exchange for their love. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's wrong or bad, but the idea of unconditional love, I don't think exists after a certain age. Now, when you're in high school, middle school, maybe even college, like, you know what I mean? You might have that unconditional love because you don't have as many bounds, like rules there. Like, you know what I mean? You have to make this amount. You have to have this job. You have to be 6 feet. You have to, you know what I mean? Like,
you're caring about the person.
You care about them genuinely than you would when you get older, where it's like, what have you done for me lately type of situation. Like, you know what I mean? So,
but I feel like it's also how secure you are within yourself, like your expectations of your partner. So a woman or a man wouldn't have so many expectations of the partner if they were more secure within themselves. So I'm not going to ask my man for such and such and such and such and such and such if it's me compensating for something else. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
No,
but
it's transactional. Yes. And you both understand it. Like, I think once we all understand that it's, you know, transactional, we both get something out of a relationship, then I think you can get into the best part of your relationship. Unconditional love doesn't exist. Right. You have to be selfless in a transactional relationship. Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
Jumas, reach the facts. Okay. Like, what's your thoughts on this, Ace? What's more important than money? What's more valuable than money?
Well, I thought about this. What's it? Oh, health. Mm. Health. Yeah.
I like that.
That's more valuable than money because, I mean, people be rich as hell and dying.
Yeah.
And you can't even really enjoy
it. Mental health.
That's a big one too. Mental health. The whole, health in general, I would say, is more valuable than money.
Definitely.
Your Jewish thoughts?
Oh, damn, that was a
nigga, I said, you took my hints.
That was good.
They said loyalty. Damn, y'all said a lot of good ones. I don't know. I need some money, you know what I'm saying?
okay.
But I mean,
you sound like a thot.
Nah, because, oh, yeah, I could use that one. Shout out to my family.
Okay. I knew you was gonna say that. Like, you know I'm waiting for you to go.
I'll be so tired of mine. I forgot about it. But family is definitely important. You know what I'm saying? Growing, being happy to see them grow. I think that's very important.
It is, yeah.
Great answer.
Yeah, good answer. I'm gonna have to go with something I ain't hear nobody say. I think time is more valuable than money. Like, because you can't get time back. Like, you know what I mean? You could get the money, you could lose the money, but that time is so much more important. And I hate the fact that. Yeah, that might be the number one answer. I just dislike how our society, we put money on such this high pedestal, and we think that money will solve all our problems. Like, so if you say happiness, people will say, well, money will make you happy. If you say love, well, I could buy love. If you say, well, I don't know what else somebody said, like relationship or family, like, well, you can't really buy, well, you might be able to buy family now. I ain't gonna hold you.
They get to that point.
Yeah, all of these things, like, people use money to, as an outlet to get to these other things. And, you know, we sacrifice a lot of our morals for money. We do degrading things, both men and women, for money. We kill each other for money. Like, you know what I mean? So money is so evil in society, and yet we, in Western society specifically, we put it on such a pedestal. It's like almost, money is almost God. It's crazy because they put God on the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think time, you can't get time back. I don't care how rich you get.
I think,
you know,
probably time and health is the only thing that money can't buy.
Yeah. Right.
That's a fact. Let me get to this next. Yo, make sure you hit that like button, man. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Hit that notification bell. Comment your favorite part. You know what I mean? Look, she had the sound effect. We ain't even going to have to put the sound effect in. Like, you know what I mean? Let me get to this next topic, right? can you play that Yo Gotti clip real quick?
I feel like it's... you want to take that? I feel like... Yeah. Go ahead. It's, hold on. Yo, what up?
Hello?
I'm doing an interview right now.
Okay.
All right. It was Shorty.
Ace, I know this is one of your topics. Explain this. Break this one down for us.
Shout out to Yo Gotti, man. He been talking about Angela Simmons for a minute now. He got it, you know what I mean? But so basically he was in the interview and he answered her call and stopped the interview to answer her call. So all the women's in the comments like, oh, if my man not doing this, then I can't be with him, blah, blah. So I just wanted to know y'all thoughts. How do y'all feel? Is that realistic for average people? Because women look at social media and the stars and they think, okay, oh, he bought her Birkin. I need a Birkin too. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's realistic for average people to expect their significant other to stop whatever they're doing to answer their phone.
I mean, if it's for your job and your career, to elevate your career, then I wouldn't stop your bag. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, handle your business and then you get back to me later. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to stop your bag and your career. Like, you know?
I agree. I feel like that's selfish.
Yeah.
But it depends, like, on the, like, how deep you want to go into the question. Is it more so just career-based or?
Like, no matter the situation, like, what would be an acceptable situation where he can't answer your call?
Where he can't?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's at work. If he's at work, he got to be doing something productive. If he's doing something productive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Good answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Productively getting in some other shorty guts.
That's production.
I'm crying.
I am producing.
See, that's why you got to answer my call. Just because that.
But that's why.
What you think, Tia?
Okay. So I feel like, if we're all just being realistic, like, we all live, like, in this busy city, and we all have, like, multiple things that we do throughout the day. Yeah. So, yeah, if you miss my call, it's okay. You know, like, there's no expectation. But I know you're going to call me back or send me a text. Right. Like, if we got that, like, real love, you're going to, like, hit me up later and be like, this was what I was doing. Like, my bad. I got you. I'm going to call you right back or something. So, like, it's just all about communication and, like, what... I guess, like, what boundaries you have in your relationship, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Ace, what you got to say about this?
Yeah, I just think it wasn't realistic. Like I said, they see these things on social media and they automatically think, like, this is the standard set from now on. Like, it's got to, I got to be this or nothing else. And it just ain't realistic for everybody. Not going to live that lifestyle. And that's what you got to understand. Like, it's cool to see it. Like, oh, that's cool. I mean, if I get there one day, then you could get that. I mean, you get the Birkins, whatever. He could stop an interview because he already got millions in the bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm at work, I'm still trying to hit there. Like, I can't be, you know what I mean, on the phone all day. So,
but he did ask for permission, though, before he did answer that. He said, is it okay if I answer this?
He did?
Yeah. In the beginning, he asked.
I think so. I said, you want to get that? He was like, yeah, I'm going to get through.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He chose already.
Yeah, I got you.
Regardless, ladies, I want y'all to know, don't expect this shit. He only did it because it looks cool. Like, y'all got to just fucking look. Like this is a publicity stunt. Like yeah. Really? Hell yeah.
Because you're some regular shorty. Like, yeah. He ain't no way he pick it up. Like, that's Angela? Well, like, you got to put it on the phone.
Like, these niggas like, got regular wives. They ain't like, let me answer this.
Not even Khaled do that. Yeah,
come on. So, like, y'all looking at this. And this man, like A said, you know, shout out to him. He got her. But he been saying her name for years.
Right.
That's like if Meek Mill get Lori Harvey, he's going to answer her phone call on the radio station, too. You get what I'm saying? So I just think it looks cool. Yeah, I answer my lady call most of the time. But if I'm here, she going to understand. I'm going to have to get back to you. Right. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and I'm pretty sure he must have communicated to, like, yo, I'm on a press run. He just came out with an album. I'm on a press run. Yo, she probably knew he had that interview. So she's if he didn't answer, like, she probably already knew. Like, all right, he probably got an interview right now. He on a press run. So it did. I don't think it would have been an issue, but yeah, I agree with my bros. Like, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Well, if you could play that next one, yeah.
Coming of age, I didn't have a man in my life, a father in my life to guide me through that. My mom did that, which probably made me even ultra feminine, which is I have no shame of being super feminine. You know, I remember in the 90s, we don't have the support in the LGBT community like now than we did then. So growing up in the 90s, we're like, are you gay? Like a lot of people question if I was, because I was feminine. I'm still feminine. I sit the way I sit. I act the way I act. My mannerisms are my mom's. But it was a very, and I'm strong with my femininity. I think it's a superpower. But when you know who you are, when you love who you are, how you are, how you vibe, that's what it's about. I like girls. Never was attracted to men. I'm attracted to females, but I'm feminine.
Did a nigga say ultra feminine? I ain't know that. Super
it's your ultra instinct in that motherfucker. Like,
nigga
like,
charged up.
Okay. Yo, listen. Would y'all date a man operating his feminine energy?
How high?
Yeah, it gotta be like.
Like what? Him, ultra.
No. It's impossible.
What's your cutoff?
Ultra.
Uzi?
The cutoff for me is, I don't know. I'm very traditional.
That's actually a good point that she raised his name up, Uzi, because yes, he does operate in his feminine, but he's also a provider. So I feel like I could date like a feminine, ultra feminine guy as long as he's able to provide. Yeah, because in my experience, I've done the opposite, which is date somebody that is feminine, but then can't provide. So that's worse.
But does he being feminine help your submissiveness and your femininity? Does it not clash? Like, because it's meant to be masculine, feminine. So if it's feminine, feminine.
So what was he doing that was feminine?
Yeah, like.
I think what it was mostly like our roles in the household like switched. So like I was like basically the provider and like took care of the like bills and stuff, and he like cooked and cleaned.
He was a house boyfriend.
So
why do women equate a man that's willing to help in a certain way as less of a man? But when if we're working and paying all the bills and we question you guys to cook and clean, we don't look at you guys any less.
I don't know, but that's just
the way I view feminine for a man is like. Obviously, clothing, nails, mannerisms.
Yeah, like, I definitely don't want a girl that doesn't have money, though.
Who don't want a girl?
Now, how well you manage your emotions?
Because I've heard that a lot, though. Like, you know, y'all don't.
I don't want a girl that wants all my money.
Right.
So I don't care if she has money. She just can't be asking me for all my money.
Okay.
So I think that's the difference where y'all got to understand from a man's
perspective. I think it's just men don't want like a liability. Like if I'm on a mission to build generational wealth, and you pulling me back because you're a bum. Then, I mean, I gotta drop you. That's dead weight. That's dead weight.
At that point, it's not even about the money. It's like, what else can you provide a man? Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, outside of money. Like, men don't really care about money like that. You know what I'm saying? Because your money is your money for the most part. Like, we're not asking for your money. Like, you know what I mean? So, what else can you provide a man? That's what men want to know. Like, okay, if you're not making money, are you at least, you know, doing what you got to do at home? Are you giving me that peace that I need when I come home, when I see you? Are you making my day a little easier when I come? Like, you know what I mean? We look at things like that. So let me ask you, would you date a man operating as feminine energy?
It depends on, like, how it is. Like, because I like a man who's, like, real gangsta and stuff. So, like, I don't know. It just depends on.
You mean gangsta or masculine?
Masculine, like, gangsta and both. Like, both, yeah. Okay.
It's something about a man on his way to jail.
Something about it, but then like you can't be in jail. I don't want you in jail though.
I just want to
like
almost,
like you can be halfway there, but don't go all the way in there because I want you. You know
what the fuck is halfway there?
I think it's more about
and Umar be saying like, "Do you listen, man? Go ahead.
I need like somebody who could protect me at the same time. I don't need no guy who's like scared.
Why do you feel like a gangster is the man that's going to protect them over? All right,
it don't have to be a gangster to protect me, but still like have that manhood to be able to protect me against other men. You know,
you can find that outside of gangsters.
Well, yeah.
I'm not
protect my woman against
anybody. Like, I'm not gangster. I'm not gangster in the least. If I'm by myself, I'm staying away from the gangsters. You know what I mean? But if they popping up on my girl, like, I'm not going to stand there and let nothing happen to
me. Okay, but that's what I want. Yeah, somebody who protect me, you know?
Is you busting your gun or not?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
If I got to, I got to.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But I actually have a question, too, for the guys. So, I want to know, like, what would y'all consider, like, a feminine trait in a man?
Definitely not cooking and cleaning.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's a skill.
That's the basic human necessity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but, like she said, like, the mannerisms, you know what I mean? How they talk, I mean, how they
posture.
I think situation handling, too. Like, how well you manage your emotions.
Exactly. Being too emotional.
Because you could kind of... Not with all men, but with men that have been raised around nothing but women, like they do pick up, like he said, certain mannerisms. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? They might have their hand out, like they don't even realize they got their hand out like that. Don't clip that because niggas gonna clip that. I knew Eli, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, certain mannerisms that they have, how to the tone and how to you know.
Nasty this episode.
Yeah,
y'all feel that y'all don't operate in your feminine at all.
I'm pretty sure I have to at some point.
Both men and women have feminine and masculine energies. It's about which one do you operate more and more frequently.
You can
operate
in your feminine energy while still being masculine, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, I could still be caring while still being a man at the same time. But I think when you being feminine with it, it's different.
So when you lead too much into it, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, all right, well... Like I said, all humans have both masculine energy and feminine energy. It's about which one do you operate in when you're just being yourself. You know what I mean? And as a man, if that's what you tend to operate in, some women might find that, you know, unattractive because they are attracted to masculinity.
I don't have a problem with a man who gets emotional sometimes, but just not like overly too, like, you crying about everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you cry, you show me that you care, then that's like, you know, you care.
Right.
But if you like crying, like, you know, like about every little thing, I don't want that. It's like, can you stop?
Or self-control.
I seen this video the other day. They said that that gangsters normally operate in their feminine energy because, you know, like, when somebody...
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, when somebody looking at you, like, oh, what you looking at? No, I mean, that's women do that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what she looking at, you know what I mean?
The comparisons was elite.
So I was like, damn, that's so true. Like,
you got to send me that.
But women are attracted to that type of dude, and it's crazy. No disrespect to
Tonight. They coming for you.
No, it damn sure ain't just her.
And just it's you.
50 million of them. Like,
I think that's a majority of women, though.
That question I asked you about is just something about looking like you going to jail. I got that from somebody on the show.
Like, who answered a jail call from her boyfriend, on the show. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow. No, I don't want that. No, that's not an ideal
relationship.
You just want
the halfway.
Yeah, you halfway. I just need to know that you could pop something maybe low-key.
So,
what's your thoughts on when you heard this?
I mean, I respect the fact that he's open enough to be that way. You know what I'm saying? He's comfortable the way he is. I can't judge him. That's his situation.
And he rich. It's easy for him.
But that kind of goes with what I was going to ask, because you said something about, well, if he's in my house cooking and cleaning, but I'm the provider. But if he's rich, you can deal with it. And I think that's also another different thing with men and women. Because if you acting like a nigga, whether you pay bills or not, I ain't fucking with you. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like women could be, ultimately, like when you said that, I'm like, damn, she could be bought.
Right.
Because you're just putting a price on how
much you could tolerate. Like, you know what I'm
okay, well, you got a little bit more money? But now I'm going to fuck with him, sassy or not.
With the money, though, you could keep me, like, busy. You could send me to the spa. I could be in the spa, you know? The time is, like, you know, there.
So that means you getting away from the person that you're supposed to want to be with.
Well, no, that's not.
At that point, you're using him, like, for
sure. But the thing, like, in response to you, I wasn't saying, like, the fact that, like, you said I could be bought.
But I think you equated feminine energy to providing and not providing, basically.
Yeah, that's how I equated it.
Was he still masculine even though he was not providing for the household?
She couldn't look at him that way because she was paying. So, but I think that's also, like, would you rather him not do shit and still make you do the shit while you paying? Because
yeah, he was making your life easier in some way or the other.
That's
he wasn't.
Respect.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying? That's love.
That's a transaction. That's a transaction.
I can't do this part
that's
for you right
contributing
now.
Contributing to the relationship, basically.
And women love them niggas that's going to sit in your couch, make you pay the bills, and tell you to shut up. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Go cook dinner.
Because you'd love that nigga if he told you after a long day at work, what the fuck you waiting for? Go cook my food. You'd be like, yes, daddy, be masculine.
Be masculine.
The nigga that's looking out for you and just like, oh, that nigga zesty. You could be my bestie.
They got an apron on. Like, why you got an apron on washing dishes?
Like, look at this bitch cooking, like, man.
Listen, how much time we got left? Get into my next topic, right? And that was a great point. I do agree with Jew about him just being open. I do agree with him, too, about being feminine and being a superpower. I do believe that, and not necessarily
for men. Do you think that power could work for him? Or do you think it's because his money works for him?
Well, it's most likely his money. Like, if he wasn't well, I am, that money. It wouldn't work, like, you know, regularly, like, with women. Yeah. They would just friend zone him, or he'd be the bestie,
the friend,
or whatever they could. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's probably still getting friend zoned.
I mean, I haven't never seen Will. I don't know much about Will. Shout out to Will. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Real quick, do y'all have any friends that's in a relationship with a man that has, like, feminine mannerisms and anything like that? Mm. Like, or do y'all know anybody that's like that, that got a girl? Anybody?
Not that I could think of. Like, I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's check it real quick. All
right. I was about to mention somebody that. Listen, they watch the show. But let me get to this next topic, right? Would you consider rekindling a past relationship?
Never.
Shit, that kind of quick, like, damn. Yeah. Why
though?
Why not?
Why? If I left, there's a reason behind that.
Oh, well, all right. So what if the reasons was little?
Y'all could have been in a different space. Y'all could have been in a different space, and then y'all grew, and then y'all grew back together.
I would rekindle a past one, just because, like, if it was
that's
like
a good one. That's
if
a good
it was
point.
Like distance, the problem was the distance. If it's too far,
good, yeah. Right.
Then yeah, I would rekindle that because it wasn't like cheating and nothing like that. So that's why I would rekindle something.
Originally, I thought of this topic only because at first I said, "Hell no! Once you a dub, you a dub. Ain't no going back, right?" But I've seen something where I've seen something with two couples. They broke up, but 7 years later they wound up seeing each other again. They went on a date, they got married, like a year later. But you know, I do understand how sometimes we're not at our mature state at a certain point in our life.
Oh, that's, you get what I'm saying? Point,
we grow up, we change, we're not the same person that we used to be. But you maybe you even had love for this person, but you weren't ready to commit. You get what I'm saying? So it's different. Like, and like, I agree 1,000% right before I seen this shit, I was like, I would never fuck. Nah, it's
when
a reason.
When you
it's
put it like that, I get it. I understand.
It's a reason why you my ex. You get what I'm saying? I understand why people say that. But then I'm like, yo, you never know. Even like we had Wolf on an episode where he said that you might be passing out on something that might be the best potential for you to grow with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it might take some time and some space, but you never know if that person might be the one you need to build with.
Even in a relationship too, though.
Yeah, somebody, it's crazy because somebody had asked me just now if would you ever rekindle an ex situation with an ex?
If I was in a relationship, I would be able to answer that question, motherfucker.
I thought you wasn't going to answer that question. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he tried to get you. I try
like, my lady don't watch the show. Like, oh, word? Black book? Like,
I got it. Yo, what's your thoughts on this, Ace?
I'm all for rekindling. Y'all know. Yeah, I've been known to spin the block.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mr. Spin the block, you know what I mean?
But I just think people can grow and mature in certain situations. Mm. So,
how many times you spinning the block?
I think you're spinning that shit like a merry-go-round. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it depends on the person.
Once a year, I think you go, yo, you good? Everything, you mature?
you good. Like, I'm not. It definitely depends on who it is, though. Like, everybody not getting the spin.
Have you guys ever left someone for your career? Like, if the careers were not, like, you guys were not on the same path and it clashed, so you had to, like, take a step.
Men don't have those issues. That's only women that got those issues. Like, I ain't never met no man that was like, damn, you're not on the same career path as me. Like, I'm breaking up
not career
you,
path, but, like, you some busy. Men, you'll get a man that's not on a career path at all. He's still figuring himself out. But I'm driven, ambitious, passionate about what I do. I have a career, and it just doesn't work well.
Like I said, I don't know if men have, maybe some men do, but usually when I hear that topic, it's usually women talking about, this thing ain't on the same career path as me. I'm getting to this bag. You ain't get to this bag.
What about like people outgrowing people? Like, I know somebody that outgrew the person and the person didn't grow with them and they just felt like they was like dead weight to them.
Yeah. I mean, after a few years, it's like,
but I think everybody going to not saying outgrow, but as a human, you're going to grow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes you might grow at a slightly faster rate as your significant other. I don't think that's necessarily
it. It shows on how much, they willing to move up, or they going to try to. Not saying they're going to ever reach where you're at. Let's say you're propelling really quickly. But at least they initiative and showing that you're trying goes far for, like, you know, men especially. You ain't got to do much. You know what I'm saying? We see you trying.
That's fair. Yeah.
But how can you tell when your partner's in a season versus they're just lazy or not motivated to do anything?
I think you know that, though. Like, if you see them at the same job, not getting no promotion, nothing, not just trying to do better, just comfortable doing the same thing.
Yeah, but you be thinking about that shit when it comes to women? Like, damn, she
for women? Nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been with, you know, in relationships with women where, I'm not saying it was bums, but, you know, they had a good, stable job or whatever the case is. Like, and I never was like, damn, you know what? You ain't making enough money, yo. Like, I'm outpacing you. I never look, it's other qualities that I look at with women. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like Jew said, like, are you, you know, maturing? Are you are you, you know, maybe somebody who wasn't compromising before, but now I see you making those progress. Like, you know, there's other things I look at than your career. Like, damn, you ain't get a promotion yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't look at stuff like that. So, but Jew did make a good point about, you know me, I was going to say, nah, I'm not spinning the block. I'm still not spinning the block.
Yeah.
But
if
you got kids, I damn sure ain't spinning the block. You better not have no kids on me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't
like,
never spin the block?
I wouldn't consider that spinning the block. Like,
why
is that
not considered spinning the block? He ate ass and left.
No, I don't do that, first of all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so if you just eat the ass and leave, that's not spinning the block.
I don't do that. Don't do that. First of all, you only spun the block to get your ass ate. Like, fuck you, don't go. You know what I'm saying?
That's not true.
Man, when niggas speaking the facts, niggas want to cut their mic. You know what I mean? So now I don't. I think there was one ex that I would have spun the block on, but I'm good on that now. Like, you know what I mean?
What if it was somebody from like your past? And you seen them?
I did spin the block one time. Oh, like, you know, this is when I was younger, like, you know what I mean? So it was like a couple of years later. Yeah. And I spun the block.
I'm talking about now though. Like, you see somebody from your past, they a whole new person, and y'all just seen each other.
Nah, what you making that? I don't know why you making that face.
Come on now, don't lie on the Daily Rapper. Nah. You was recently about to spin the block till you figured out.
Okay.
Name some names. I don't know what you're talking about. But I wasn't considering. We was just getting, you know, we was rekindling on past time, like what she did with her life, and like, that was it. Like,
I don't want to put the business out there, but let's just say
the people want to know.
Let's just say
join the membership. Join the membership. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see it on the membership. Y'all ain't getting that for free. Like, you know what I mean? Listen, let me get to this last time before we get the fuck up out of here. You had a because I do want to get up out of here. Like, you know, shout out to him. You had a topic about how do you break up with somebody that you live with, right? One of y'all had this topic. Yeah, I'm not sure who had that topic.
In New York?
Give me that breakdown. Give me that breakdown of your thought process when you came up with that idea.
You go for it right by yourself?
Well, it was their idea, but it actually happened to me, like, recently.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Break it down. You was living, like...
Yeah, so we were living together, and one day I just woke up, and I was like, I can't do this no more. And so,
damn, so what does he do?
So he was like,
tell me.
How the fuck he was going on these dates? You had a nigga in the crib?
That's why she can't do it when she found that one. No, that she
I
go,
started going
someone,
on
right,
dates
you know
recently.
Mean?
So, but
this is why, yo, come out.
Put someone in the chat if you think it's cat.
This is why women are so volatile, because you're not the first woman I heard say that. Women will wake up one day and be like, damn, you know what? I'm just not feeling it no more. Like, and it's just out of the blue. Like,
it's
you know
not
what
out
saying?
Of the blue.
Like,
it was there, and then it just grew. That feeling just grew. And so when I woke up, I told him.
So
I was
you
like,
found his replacement.
No, I didn't even find a replacement. I just said, this is not for me. This is not the life that I want to live no more.
Again, did you communicate that?
What was it? Yeah. But it wasn't getting better. And I felt like I could do, like, how I'm doing now, I could do it on my own, you know? And,
yo,
like,
you,
trying
you
to bring somebody.
By yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to bring someone along, it wasn't working.
That was the nigga that was cooking and cleaning in the crib? Yo, bro, come up to the show. Tell your style.
Like, you had to leave. Be like, damn.
Nigga sound like a good quality dude. Get your ass to the curb.
I just had to go. Well, we both, like, moved and went our separate ways, but.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, both his name was on the lease, or whose name was on the lease?
Yeah, it was both of our names on the lease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Damn.
He's getting tied to Alfredo. That's what it was.
Yeah, the pastas.
Damn, my boy, you gotta have a different recipe.
You know?
Like, so what was your mindset when you had this topic?
Just asking, like, honestly, because I'm in a relationship. I'm in a happy relationship.
And you thinking about breaking up with him?
No, I'm happy where I'm at. We've been together for a while. But I was just asking, just because I see it a lot, like, I watch different podcasts, and that was a topic that I heard, and somebody was just like, oh, just kick them out. And I was just like, but what happens, is that fair to just kick your partner out, or somebody you were living with for so long, what do they do at that point? Like, do they just pick up and get their life together in a week?
Well, it depends on whose name is on that lease. So, you know what I'm saying? Because whoever name on that lease, they got the right to that crib. So,
right.
I mean, like, but if y'all got joint, you know, lease or whatever their case is.
But that's not wrong.
That is wrong,
but I mean, well, I guess you gotta give him a 2-week notice. Like, yo, you got 2 weeks to work out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
New York?
Weeks.
Nah, we've been thinking for a while,
honestly,
my mind. And
honestly, it's illegal to kick somebody out like that. You can't really do that. If they
I didn't know
they
squatters' rights and shit. Like,
if they start getting mail to the house, you can't just kick somebody out.
And rent is keeping a lot of relationships.
I mean,
together,
if they paying rent, you know?
But
we
no,
roommates until I get
you
get
gonna deal with
to
me.
Get out. Yeah. I ain't trying. To
well, you see that sock on the door? Mind your business.
I ain't paying 25 if
oh,
I was just playing
those.
15. You gonna be watching.
You
wanna do? And I'll be clapping cheeks, hoping you join.
Oh my god!
You hear her moaning? You trying to pull
yeah,
a little bit harder.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You gotta make them hear the other woman. They're gonna want to join. I'm telling you.
That's right. I mean, that might be true. Like, that's a tough question. H, how you gonna answer this one? Like,
kicking somebody, breaking up with somebody that you love with.
Yeah.
Jeez, I think you just gotta get them. Damn, that's crazy.
I'm about to get that notice. Yeah. Like, I think you just got the eviction notice. Like, yo.
Yeah. I think, like you said, once you get that feeling that, you know what I mean, is not going in the direction, you got to communicate that. If it ain't getting no better, then you just got to be adults at the end of the day, man.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, this is New York, so you can't just pick up and
right,
and
it's go. Expensive.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully she got family that she can go stay with. Like,
give her some recommendations for a couple of shelters. That, like, you know what I'm saying?
Not a shelter.
Right. Woman can get a shelter before a man could.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, it's one where you can
beat it before 9.
No, that's evil. You kick her to the shelter.
Or apply for housing.
It's a difference. If I'm paying all them bills, then you're going to have to grab your heels. You got to get a body.
I'm dead. Yo, this guy is on fire, bro. Like, yo.
I think it is a difference if you have children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think, God forbid, if me and my lady didn't work, I wouldn't even question it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'd be like, yo, fuck it. You got the house with the kids. I wouldn't even question that shit. Right. I'll be sleeping in one of y'all niggas' cribs. Until I get my shit together. But, yeah, I ultimately, like, I still think even if men don't have children with the women, they should ask the woman if, you know, do they think they can maintain it? Because if you can't maintain it, you might as well just let me keep it. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I know most men is going to make enough money to make it happen. But if you're going to keep the apartment just to lose the shit, then what the fuck is that about?
If I got to lease that shit out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the best way to go about it. Just be adults at the end of the day. Like, nobody should be just kicking nobody out. Like, get the fuck out. Whatever.
Do they sleep in the same bed, too, if you broken up? Y'all sleep in the same bed still?
Somebody sleeping on the couch.
Y'all sleeping in the same bed?
Yeah.
Was y'all still?
What?
Was y'all still?
No.
All right, till that nigga turned over. Surprise! Yeah.
He said you ain't going nowhere. Like,
because I got to think. If I don't put myself in the position, and I mean, we sleeping in the same bed.
It ain't awkward.
And you like you sleeping on like the other side, the person on the other side.
Yeah, I'm scooting over.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It's hot. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sleeping with no boxes today. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, if it's been a while, you know what I mean? You gonna turn over. Like, you know, I know we broken up now.
I test the waters
real quick. School bell ring.
This nigga like, yo, this thing need to write a nursery book or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, on dailyrapcrew.co. Listen, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like if y'all haven't already liked, comment your favorite parts. If y'all agree, disagree, let us know in the comments, man. I'll be reading the comments.
I'm excited.
Get the merch, dillyrapcrew.co. Join the membership.
And if you want Eli to continue wearing men on his shirt, look at his nipples, you know what I mean? Put it through in the chat, you know what I'm saying?
All right, listen, I don't know what y'all talking. Let them know where they can follow you at. I ain't even going to go with it.
Tanae Star Jackson. That's my Instagram. If you want to follow me, you can follow me. I got a Facebook, Tanae Star Jackson. You can find me on Facebook, too.
People still do that?
Yeah, Facebook, I don't know.
Only if you gangsta.
Kosi Paree. My name is Kosi Paree. You can follow me on all streaming platforms. I'm thinking about my music. All social media platforms at Kosi Paree, COSI.PARI.
What you do? You sing?
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Okay, you want to drop something for the people?
Or for free? Huh? I don't do nothing for free.
Oh, wow. Freestyle's not even free no more. Look, like,
you know what I'm saying? This is the audition.
Word, like, I
mean, if you want
somebody might sing it.
All my music is on all streaming platforms, social, iTunes, everything.
Niggas ain't gonna click off you just your word. Your word is not your bond.
They need a sample. Like, you know what I mean? Don't let us try to.
You know what I mean?
It's gonna be in the nigga comments. She can't sing. Hey, Tia.
Yes, everyone follow me, Tia Talks. Go check out my podcast. I've been doing street interviews in outside of New York. So go check them out.
Niggas
drop a comment.
Date.
Yeah, I'll be talking to all the people. So if you want to ask me on a date, slide in the DM, drop the pen.
Right.
I mean, clearly dropping a pen is very effective. Like, just drop the pen. You know what I mean? Like, don't even say no words. Like, you're wasting your time when you say words.
No more of those.
Okay, I got you.